Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hello, this is Paul Hawksby.
Andy Jacobs.
And Charlie Baker.
And we brought you another show from Cheltenham this afternoon, the unofficial St. Patrick's Day, which allowed Charlie Baker to go out and construct a really beautiful version of an Irish, a lilting Irish classic. So stick around for that. But Andy, what else we got?
Well, we've got the horse racing birthday spread, five names. That was a bit of fun. We Paddy joined us in the diary early on because we were doing a bit of discussing about the racing, so that was good. Lots of chat with us, lots of stuff from the diary, and I think that's about it, really.
Yeah, pretty good.
Oh, and the Birchams.
Mark and Lee Bircham were here, so we chatted to them. So here it all is. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Andy.
Good afternoon, Paul. And honestly, I was utterly rinsed yesterday with Pete Leety's AI tipping system.
Yeah, it didn't really work out.
It was way worse than Mick Fitzgerald.
Yes.
AI McCoy was a complete flop.
Yes.
And then he blamed me when I complained. He said it was because he sent it to me. I said, the only winner I had yesterday, I picked myself.
You've got no right to complain.
No. So I was moaning to Crackers. Richard Cracknell was here yesterday about it. And he reminded us of the legendary street tipster, Prince Monolulu, from the 1920s.
He used to stand at the top of Petticoat Lane Market and say things like, I've got a horse. Got a horse.
And basically, people would take him up on it. And if they won, he'd get a little sort of side
Come back and say yes, a couple of quid.
He did every horse in the race. And he was better than Prince Monoliti.
Yeah.
Can I just say I'm heartily sick of Willie Mullins.
Oh, God.
I prefer the Welsh trainer, Willie Bubbins. Honestly. Stop winning.
We'll put this to Paddy later on. You want him banned, don't you?
I do. I want him banned.
You want him and Manchester City banned. Yes.
No, he's doing brilliantly, of course.
Not much, amazing.
Fantastic. Paddy's just joined us, and his horse pulled up in the Johnny Henderson yesterday.
Yes.
Such an actor's name, isn't it? Good old dear Johnny Henderson.
Let's bring Paddy in.
Because Paddy, are you all right?
Paddy, we did have a little sort of sentimental flutter on your horse.
Only 250 each way.
250 each way. You told us not to go big on it, and the horse is okay, no problems.
It was all fine. I mean, as I kind of said yesterday, hated the ground. Now, I backed it each way as well, just in case, but it turned out, there was a big just in case because, the horse pulled up and didn't enjoy it at all. But the good news is we have a new plan.
Oh.
So the plan is to go to Aintree now, so that's great. We've got a few weeks in Aintree, so didn't have a hard race, hated the grounds. The rage said he wasn't enjoying it, so she just pulled him up and said, look, there's no point in leaving Aintree behind. And,
We'll talk horses in a minute, but it's very interesting that you're here. It's timely because we've got two new producers with us, and we thought we'll take them to the Queen's.
They're very young and good-looking.
They are, surprisingly, yeah.
We'll take them to the Queen's Hotel in the centre of town. It's a legendary place. It's Paul always invites some flotsam to drink with us. We can't even be bothered with if people join us. But it's normally three deep at the bar. Loads of people, Irish people. The atmosphere is tremendous. And everything. Honestly, it was like the Marie Celeste.
Yeah,
I couldn't believe it. I've never seen it like that.
It's definitely a bit quieter. I mean, I was in the 131 just across from the Queen's. You know, the new place with the tents kind of everything.
Sure.
Yeah. So I was in there for dinner last night. Not that I can remember much of it, but anyway. Yeah. But, and that was hopping like. But then I went, at one stage I went to find the loo, and there's another couple of bars inside that were closed. It's like, so even though the main areas was hopping, but usually that'll be busier as well. So I think there is a little bit of...
Is it less Irish people? I sense less Irish
There could
people.
Be. I mean, you're talking about, like, you know, I was talking to a lad there a minute ago, and he was saying, I don't mean to be talking Cheltenham down, but he's saying he's paying like he's in an average enough hotel, he's paying like 400 quid a night, and you're kind of going,
it's not, but if you're
getting gouged everywhere, there is a cost of living crisis,
sure.
You know, like, it's just
the ticket prices are not cheap, the hotels push their luck, but they've always done that and they've kind of always got away with it, and they would say
that's their business.
I'm just trying to explain that to the missus. No, it's grand, Dory. You're going to spend, like, you know, whatever, 1,600 quid in a hotel and any amount on pints of Guinness at 7.50 a pop or whatever. And I actually don't mind the Guinness at 7.50 because I think that's kind of the price it is.
Yeah,
it's,
sure.
It's not a million miles away, but yeah, I think you're getting done at a good few places. And I hate to talk it down, it is brilliant and it's great crack and everything, but there may maybe a little bit of a reset was required.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, we were saying earlier on that we saw some Bruce Millington from the Racing Post sent out a video of some people in Benidorm, just hundreds of people on a big concourse with a big screen, and they've gone to the Sun to watch it. And I think a lot of people do that.
Yeah, and I guess you'd be on Tuesday you'd be jealous enough when it's lashing rain outside, yes, your car is stuck in the mud, you're up to your knees. But generally, though, there is nothing like it when you're here. You know what I mean? And you're here during the day, and I understand it was quiet in the Queens, whatever. But you know, at the track, you can get the buzz. And just outside this little studio here, you see you have the door closed now because it's actually so busy out there. It's so noisy. We're in the Guinness stand, and it's there is a great buzz going around already. You know, and the sun is out today, and this is kind of what Cheltenham, it's what my memory of Cheltenham is. The sun is out, everyone's happy, the anticipation and the buzz before, it's all about the pre, isn't it? Because
absolutely,
nobody's back to loser yet.
So do you want a bit of my diary? Do you want to hear it?
Because the diary of Adrian Mole.
Rupert
was saying, I did like this. This was an anecdote. I actually shouldn't say who it's from because it might get him into trouble, but this fellow was having a Christmas Day drink at the Oddington pub, which is somewhere in the Cotswolds, when the entire Beckham clan walked in for their Christmas dinner. We think, doesn't Brooklyn do the cooking? He can put the whole thing in the microwave, but they didn't. So they had their Christmas dinner there. But what can you do? And Rufus, our producer there, was talking about giving up cigarettes because, you know, he used to smoke. And he started vaping, but in the end he said he went cold chicken. I've never heard that before.
Yeah, which is not as bad as cold turkey.
It's not as bad, really.
That's cold and chicken.
He's classic. We came across a small, black, unidentified object in the street.
Yeah.
So he decided to kick it while saying, what is this? Yeah. Could have been an old World War II hand grenade.
It's plutonium. But if you see something like that in the street, that's you're immediately going to do that, aren't you? When was a kid running down the street with a stone thinking you were Bobby Charlton? Well, I did anyway, which is aging me.
Yeah, it's a long time ago, yeah.
I had a good night's sleep last night. I didn't drink a great deal. I had a good night's sleep. Yeah, woke up rather croaky, I think, because it's been noisy in here, shouting. So I'm looking at the medicinal quality today of the Guinness 0%.
And?
I'm nursing one. Well, it's a kind of lubrication. I'm quite a fan of the 0%, actually. I think they've done a very good job with it.
Yeah, it's not bad. Yeah. It's not bad. I mean, it is kind of almost pointless calories, though, right?
Yes, I guess. Well, I'm hoping it
was a great day for Harry and Dan Skelton. Because I know their other brother, Elton Skelton. If I'd been in the parents, I definitely would have done that.
Yeah, you have to saddle your child with Elton Skelton for the rest of their life. Paddy, maybe we should have a look at the first race, we, this afternoon. What are we favouring in this one from your point of view?
So we just had, because we sponsored today, we have a box today, and Ruby was doing tips there earlier on. And he was really, I was surprisingly sweet on Facile Vega. It's the favourite for Willie Mullins and Paul Townend, but he was just saying that Willie just loves this horse, and the horse keeps disappointing on the track, to be honest. But he said, like, this is like Willie's extra child that he never had, type of thing, you know what I mean? He really, really, really loves this horse, and he said if it's ever going to be right, today is the day, because he's changed the way he trains it and all the kind of stuff. There's plenty. He made a good case for it now, so it's 2-1, short enough price, but he did fancy it strongly. I thought, actually, because you said it there, Dan Skelton's in such good form, I actually thought Grey Dawning has a massive chance. He's kind of one of the favourites too. He's 5-2, but so I'd favour Grey Dawning, but Ruby Walsh, who knows slightly more than me about racing, fancies Facile Vega very strongly.
Patrick Mullins was on Breakfast.
He was
with Alan the gang, but
he was riding a horse. He said, "Sorry, I'm riding a horse."
He said, "I'm riding a horse and it's acting up a bit." So he's doing an interview while he's on horseback. Got the old Bluetooth earphones.
They're
in.
Mad. Jockeys are mad, aren't they?
Definitely.
It's amazing.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Joined now by a footballing dynasty, two brothers who have played and managed and coached. They are Mark Burcham, formerly at QPR and Millwall, of course, in Canada. And his brother Lee, who's at Bedford Town managing them, top of the league at the moment. Good afternoon, guys. Good to see you.
Thanks for inviting us.
It's a great pleasure. Chaps. How are you, Birch?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. I'm good.
Good. You've had a winner.
Yeah, I know. Very unlikely. Downhill from now on.
How did that come about? You've not been studying the form. It was a tip from someone.
No, I spoke to some bird outside.
Oh, okay.
Some bird.
That's
beautiful. Unreconstructed.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
She looked tawny. She looked tawny. She had like a wax jacket on, a fedora number. Yeah. And she went back.
She'll know her stuff.
Oh, yeah, we must
get her in.
Yeah.
Rupert. Better than Rupert, I'd imagine. So, you're top of the league, so you must be delighted about that.
Yeah, we are at the minute. We're 1 point clear. It's I'm really enjoying it at the moment there. So, it's a brilliant football club to work for, Bedford Town. Great supporters, and the owner, John Taylor, I've got there, is the best I've ever had by a long way. So, brilliant. Touchwood, yeah, it's looking good. We keep going game by game. The only disappointment we've had is the weather. So we keep getting games called off every other week, and we're playing one game every 2 weeks.
And we're getting double headers at the end of the season.
Yeah, it looks that way. So we'll probably end up with a 20-25 man squad to finish the season, which is not ideal. But no, really enjoying it. It's a great football club, and touchwood, I can be there for a long time this time, not just move clubs every year.
Mark, brilliant. You were working at Lake Como on the coaching side, but now you've gone into something completely different, haven't you?
Yeah, I look down at these football management people. Yeah. I'm upper management now. It's all come about. I work part of Lottery.com on the board. Then Aztec Company in America, fully subsidiary is Sports.com, which I'm director of and head of sports recruitment and acquisition. So yeah.
Wow, and you're looking at some football clubs here and abroad, aren't you?
Yeah, we are. We're going through the due diligence process on two clubs, one here and one in America.
Could one of them be Reading, or can you not? No, you can't really say.
NDAs have been signed, so we will say that it's a team in the English pyramid.
NDAs.
Yes.
Ice Cube was a good rapper from that NBA.
So Lake Como, I was quite fancying a holiday there. It looks like a lovely place.
Yeah, do you know what? Beautiful place. Beautiful. I love my time there. It was just it. Do you know what? It just things lined up. It comes to a time. Mum being ill, not this Christmas, the Christmas before.
Yeah.
That was she was ill, and we said, look, survive till next Christmas and around for a big family together to give her some inspiration. And she did, and it just come about where all the family together, all 18 of us, and I was the only one that was not going to be there. I was stuck doing football, so it was a decision other than football.
Right. Yeah.
And I thought I'd regret it because it was a great decision at Christmas, but afterwards should I get back in? But it was the best decision I ever made, because very rarely do I have a Christmas at home with all the family. Yeah. The club were fantastic, Lake Como, for me, and still really tight and really close.
I believe you, Lake Como, Bahamas.
Yes.
Oh, no, it's terrible,
Bedford.
Isn't it?
Yeah,
yes.
Bedford. I've relocated to Miami.
That's right, you were the manager of the Bahamas football team. You only want to see
me. Nah, I was technical.
Nice holiday destination.
Yeah.
Lanzarote United up next, is it?
No, do you know what? I was in lockdown for 6 months of it there, so I kept feeling sorry for everyone, but I had a house on the beach in Bahamas from the lockdown. So
terrible.
Terrible.
Paradise.
Yes. We were saying you're both big QPR fans.
Yep.
And
blame my granddad for that.
We lost one of the greats, didn't we, recently, in Stan Bowles, who's a sort of legend in your club. You named one of your lads called Stan.
My youngest one, Stan Lee, he's and it's a bit, this last week or so, last 2 weeks, he now understands probably who Stan Bowles is. The way
his older boy, Gus Caesar, don't really know.
That's a good one.
Yeah, no.
But you've been showing him YouTubes, haven't you, Stan?
I've been showing him YouTubes to get his head round why he's called Stanley, because he's probably the only Stanley in his school, so he couldn't work out. But that's the reason. And to be fair, we've run out of Frankies, Alfies, Lilies. We've run out of names. So there was one left at Stanley, so we chose him.
You must have met him, I would imagine, Mark.
Yeah, I did. Well, my dad was good friends with Don Shanks, who's very good friends with Stan. So in that area, they all knocked about in West London. So, yeah, close. And he was an icon, legend.
He was a beautiful player.
We never got to see him play.
We
went to his testimonial at Brentford. So, yeah, it was. Look, Rodney Marsh put QPR on the map. Everyone knew about him. Used to watch videos of him. But Stan Bowles that took it to the next level. And it's fantastic that the club's managed to name a stand after Stan. And he would just be a legendary thruster. And I'm going to bet on him in the next race.
Tell us about that, because there is a bit of a QPR themed horse, isn't it, in the next race?
Yeah, number 10, and he's got blue and white. So technically, I do my betting like a grandmother in the Grand National. Names, colours, numbers. So well, yeah, it'll be that one.
Probably just as reliable as AI.
Yes.
And Mick Fitzgerald, to be honest. I was saying to you, I watched QPR. I haven't seen QPR for years, but it was a Monday night. There was nothing else on. All the shops were closed, the restaurants, nowhere to go. So I thought I'll watch QPR. against West Brom. And I thought they played quite well, but you said that was a bit
one good game.
Do you know what? Everyone's now giving it, do you know what? I fancy it to stay up. And that's the worst for us now, because they didn't watch the last game against Middlesbrough at home, 2-0 we lost. So it's a dodgy period for us. The next three games are crucial, because there's so many teams there on 38, 39 points. Look, we've had a run, and we're still not out of it. And then my mate's gone back into Millwall and keeps making them win, and Neil Harris.
Yeah, so of course.
It's bittersweet for me.
He's done really well, hasn't he? Made a big difference.
Fantastic. It was a great decision for them to get back. And to get Neil back there, that was the... As a QPR fan, I was really worried, because I knew they'd go on the run. Look, I'd love in... If I had a magic wand, we'd both stay up and it'd be amazing. But we're struggling, QPR.
One of your great joys over the years that we've known you is the winding me up about Chelsea. Especially the great European nights when Chelsea would go out in the last 16, I'd be practically crying. And like clockwork, there'd be a text from Old Birch laughing emojis.
Gutted for you, mate.
So sorry to this happen. And you were saying you had to explain the rivalry between QPR and Chelsea to your kids.
Obviously, our kids, they've all got to be QPR. It's part of it. It was the same for us. We didn't choose it. So for our kids now, growing up, thinking, like, how was QPR rivals with Chelsea? But when me and Mark was growing up, that was our rivalry, QPR-Chelsea. Mm. And to get their heads around it now, it's hard for them. And to even think we're going to be a third-tier club is tough. But they've got no choice. They've got to support the club, and that's what it is.
I'm disappointed because I want Chelsea to be bad, but good bad.
Can you tell us that anecdote, Clingley, the one you told us before the show? It's a good story. So we got time.
I think we might be a bit tight. Right, we've got the rushing England squad on it.
Come on, England squad on it. Come on, don't against Chelsea.
Tell me very quickly. 30 seconds, go on.
Oh, no. When it was with Mark Hughes at Stamford Bridge, we was losing 6-0. It was the 90th minute. And Dribble Cisse scored, and I got up on the bench celebrating, fist pumping at the Chelsea lot. And Mark Hughes like, "Birch, what are you doing? Sit down." I went, "Record 6-0, 1986. We beat them.
You didn't want to be part of the worst performance against you.
It's good stuff.
Well, lovely to see you, boys.
Brilliant.
Cheers. Have a fantastic afternoon. Get a few more winners.
I'm done now. One and done.
He's driving home.
Of course. That's right, yeah. Anyway, I'm Mark Burcham and Lee Burcham.
Thanks, boys.
Jacob's Daily Podcast.
In the meantime, you can dip back into your diary. What's been going on?
Well, Rufus has been very entertaining with some of his great questions.
He's our producer, point out.
Yes. Yeah. Well, he's not just some bloke I met in the crowd.
Well, yeah, but people don't know who he is. You're like some old nan just saying, "Oh, I saw Reenie the other day." Talking about me.
Yeah, Reenie's great.
Yeah.
And he's, honestly, some of the questions he comes up with, he said to... How long can you bagpipe for?
Yes, there is a guy that plays the bagpipes.
Dizzy McGillespie.
Yeah, he does the Dizzy Gillespie cheeks.
I think he's got the mumps.
He was there at half past 10 playing this morning.
Yeah.
And he's always there when we leave at 5. I take it he has a break.
It wasn't a theme from this morning.
No.
He wasn't playing that. That would be great in the background. He also said we were driving through a sort of a housing estate, and he goes, "There's so many residential buildings." Yeah, houses that people live in.
Yes.
Brilliant, isn't it?
That's because it's a town.
Well, the food offerings here at Cheltenham are great. Where we get the coffee, these are the food offerings that you can see. There's scampi and fries, burger and fries, chicken and fries, and for vegans, fries and fries.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
The England squad has been announced, and a few interesting ones in here. Why don't you, Joe Gomez back in the frame, a man who can play in several positions. And anyway, we've had a message from the Whiskey Don. Says, is Sean Dyche working for TalkSport today? I'm a bit Dyche. It's your job, by the way. It's probably the best I'll ever do, Sean Dyche today.
I like it. It's good. Well, there we go. What are we doing now?
I think we're gonna go racing very, very shortly.
Oh, okay, yes.
But we've got a bit of time, Andy.
Oh, okay, good. Well, I love a bit of time. See what is odd here? Like a lot of sporting venues in this country, not rugby, I gather, but football, you can't drink in the stands. You know, you can't have a drink while you look at the rest.
No.
But the concourse is about 10 feet away. You can drink as much as you like.
Sure.
Not really going to make any difference, is it? But that's the way it is. So
I think they just don't want
it.
Lots of... Well, we saw something yesterday with someone...
Somebody did drop a Guinness on somebody below. Yeah,
somebody sneaked a drink in, rested it on the arm, and it fell on top of someone below. Not good.
And... Then Ruben this morning at breakfast.
This is our assistant producer.
Assistant producer.
It's great. He just mentions names.
Well, we've been talking about them for 2 days.
Could be anybody. And then I saw, remember Brian from 15? I saw Brian. Nan, I never knew Brian. You knew Brian. Brian with a hair. It's a kind of lunatic.
Anyway, he was with Brian, Ruben, and he doesn't like buttering his toast.
No. So this when is it's not hot, a euphemism. He doesn't.
That's a great one. When it's hot. So he erected an elaborate toast cooling system.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like it.
With a sort of fork going at that.
And, he made, yeah. I'll tell you what he did. Let's talk you through it. Mm. I mean, because, you know, you are listening to TalkSport. He made a piece of toast. He put it through the machine once.
Charlie's joined us as well.
Charlie. Oh, yeah, yeah. Ruben. You remember Ruben?
Oh, yeah, Ruben. Ruben, oh, yeah, that was 15. Nice.
Remember Ruben?
Oh, yeah. He was Ruben.
Lovely boy.
Is he dead? That's what normally is. Do you remember Ruben?
He's done very well for himself.
And he might be after tomorrow. Let's
he's
be
done
honest.
Very well for himself. Anyway,
all right.
So he did the thing which is always very high risk in a hotel. Do you know the toaster you put
the conveyor belt?
The conveyor belt.
Yeah, that's
the
right.
Double. He put the double
edge. And he did double. I did that once at a hotel. And it caught fire.
Oh, it was like, wow. On the way through.
And they said, well, it's not designed to go through twice. You put it through once, it was just a piece of slightly darker bread.
Yeah.
Put
yeah.
it through twice.
On fire. Up. Which one do you want?
Yeah.
Make your choice.
Yes.
So he it's went, a new game show.
I like flambé myself.
He went through twice, and it was on the verge of catching fire.
Yeah.
Came up with it, and then poked a spoon into the toast.
No. Oh, yeah. No.
And then sort of stood it up. Yeah. He said, I don't like buttering my toast when it's hot.
And then Rufus, our producer.
Oh, yeah.
He who said
remember
it.
Rufus?
Oh, yeah. Rufus. Lovely lad.
He who asked the other day, in a very terrible way, who invented the fork.
Yes.
He then
yes.
said, could you eat your whole meal with a spoon?
Wow. Well, Andy, I mean, give it about 2 or 3 years, and I'll probably be feeding you with a spoon.
Thanks very much.
Tales from the Road. It's great, isn't it? It's like that.
Charlie, well, you're out and about on the course. Yes. There. Have you noticed a sort of Paddy's Day vibe today?
Yeah, there's a lot of people out there, a lot of Irish people out there.
Sure.
On the way here, there was an awful lot of the coaches. I drive in every day.
Yeah.
The coaches every day. They've often pulled to the side of the road, and you'll see behind them a lot of men in the trees having a wee.
Oh, really?
A lot of on the way, they've got on it very, very early, and they need a wee on the way. So a lot of the coaches are just pulled in.
I saw someone
this morning having a wee with his trousers down on his around his ankles.
Oh, for goodness sake.
That's too low, isn't it? When you're having a wee by the side of the road.
Yeah.
Full out. He was full out, that'd a full moon.
You don't want to.
We could all do without that, let's be honest. I've noticed, though, Charlie, that you've gone up to at least 2 Irish people and said, oh, I hope the Irish get a win.
Yeah, it's my joke. This is my joke today. Well, good luck. Just to cheer themselves up a little bit. The luck of the Irish today. Hopefully will kick in.
Brilliant.
Well, Charlie has been putting a little something together for later in this show that will mark some
Yes, I'm looking forward to hearing it.
So we look forward to that. Thank you, Charlie. We'll catch up with you later.
Yeah, you will do. You will do.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Okay, in the meantime, Andy.
We had some lovely food just now.
We did, yes.
Made a real change from yesterday's flat pasty.
Yes. They sell a lot of pasties, which means if you get one that's at the bottom of the pile, it's a bit like a piece of skate.
It was like one that Alan Brazil had sat on.
It was, yeah. For the whole 4 hours of the show, that's right, yeah.
But very enjoyable anyway. So that was good. And I'm having no luck today. I can't believe it, really. So it's great for the listeners.
You've got to just stick with Lizzie.
I know, Lizzie's
Lizzie
on
Kelly's
fire.
On fire in terms of her tips.
Yeah, and it's great news for the Skelton family and the and Elton Skelton.
Yes, their brother, you never the one who never went into racing.
That's him, yeah. So, all good stuff, really. Do you want some more stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. We're awaiting Charlie Baker.
Oh, yeah.
I've just said there's Sir Alex again. There he is. Just about to pick up another gong with the owners of what an afternoon he's having as well.
Yes, well, he needs the money.
He's looking in good nick, isn't he?
He looks great.
Yeah,
he's
obviously enjoying life and indulging himself with his other great love of racing.
Great love, I think.
Yeah,
say,
of course.
Sometimes I look back at my notes and I find a note and I think, I can't remember what I've written this down. But I don't know if it was you. Was it you that went to the opera and then somebody was booing?
Oh, no, it was a story from
The
Freakonomics. I just said, with a point, things you shouldn't normally boo at. And it was a Freakonomics podcast. And this guy had gone along to the opera. Mm. And he thought it was a kind of bad production of a famous opera. And everybody else sort of sat there applauding. And he just started going, boo.
Really?
At an opera.
You didn't shout out, you don't know what you're doing.
Well, he might have done, yeah. No, it wasn't me who was booing at the opera. I rarely do that.
I rarely do.
And we got live football tonight. A very early kickoff. West Ham versus Freiburg. Everybody up in arms. Heard Alan Pardew saying, you know, you're still going to get all the school run traffic trying to get to Stratford tonight. But it's an issue
it's
around
a very good point, actually.
The amount of
that top tipster Ruben is our assistant producer has just come in and eyed all the food there.
Yeah, wearing a solid excited. Gold suit he is. Yes.
And Charlie's rejoined us.
Charlie. Hello there.
Hello, Charlie. We're going to have a T20 birthday spread.
Thank goodness for that.
Yes, and
sorry, I'll put my microphone there on
Sockley
Park.
Don't get all annoyed at this one because it's very random. I mean, people you've never heard of any
it's
of these.
It's a stupid
people.
Child's game.
the listeners can play along.
That when you win.
They're all horse racing related, aren't
yes,
they?
Yes, they are, yeah.
Okay. So
are we doing it now?
Yeah, we can do it now.
Oh,
doing
okay,
it. That's right, because we got...
Paul's looking at your notes there, Andy.
Oh, yeah,
no, I'm not.
True.
I'm not.
He is, I can see him.
Not. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shall I go and sit on the
that's
other side?
That's why he's got no voice. He was up all night saying the birthdays out loud.
So, did you win last week or did I win last week?
I don't care, Paul. Who won? I don't know.
I'll let you
does
go.
Does anyone care?
Do you want to go first?
Jeff Peters does.
Do you want to go first or second? Do you care?
I'll go second, please, Paul.
Okay, all right.
Doesn't
five
really count,
birthdays
okay.
Then. The job is we have to try and guess the ages of these
don't
five
get
racing
cross,
people.
Because you don't know these people,
well,
so it could be anything.
You know.
Okay, and, are you ready?
Play along at home, folks, as you always do. Have we got a bit of Pelé and Sergio Mendes?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Can you hear that?
He loved the horses, Pelé.
I loved it.
I can't hear a thing
I can
at the
it.
Moment. Okay, is it?
Pelé used to count all the winners he backed, even the ones in just his backyard.
It's very true.
He had 1,000 winners.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, the first birthday of this special horse racing themed birthday spread is the trainer of Enora and Durban Thunder, Torsten Mundry. Torsten Mundry.
Torsten Mundry.
I never
yeah.
got on with his family. I don't like Mundrys.
Hey.
Tell me why.
I haven't got a clue of you.
Of course you're not going
to
have
a clue.
Not a clue.
Torsten Mundry.
I'm going to say...
You don't know that.
No, I'm going to say...
What have you been doing on TalkSport?
Torsten Mundry. Christened on Sunday. Married on Thursday. Dead by Friday. Sorry, Torsten, if you're listening. I'd say...
TalkSport.
Yeah. 52. Oh, I'm really got a bit mad there, 52.
I don't know. Why is that mad? You don't have got a clue who he is.
Oh, no.
Your trainer.
Hello, Torsten.
Yeah. You've got many 22-year-old trainers, are
there? No, it's true. What do you think?
22-year-old trainers. Green Dunlop, Green
Bush. I've got a pair of 22-year-old trainers.
What did you say, 52?
52, yeah.
55.
53.
Oh, well done, Paul.
So I
didn't know your glasses were that good. You could see into Andy's book.
You were three out.
Three out.
Okay, good. Okay.
Okay. She's the joint owner of
French... I was two out.
Oh, two out. Sorry, Johnny. Yeah, two out, yeah.
She's the joint owner of Frenchman's Creek.
Oh, yeah.
It's Panda Christie. Panda Christie. She's one of the tallest women I know. She's a giant panda.
Hey!
Posh people. Posh people with their names.
Yeah.
Make them up, don't they?
Yeah.
Call them any old
Elton
thing.
Skelton.
What, pandas? Good old pandas.
Yeah.
Pandas. Do stop it, pandas.
Yeah.
Panda.
You're not going to do the eat, shoots and leave, are you? No, not do that one.
Definitely not.
Okay.
Panda. Just panda. Don't panda to it. Right, here we go. I think she is 61.
57.
48.
Oh, terrible.
So you were 13 out, yeah. Put you on 15.
Yeah.
What did I say, 57? Okay. I was 9 out, so I'm on... No, is that... Yeah, I'm... Yeah, 10.
Yes, we let someone 10 else. Place we need 50. Jeff Peters. Jeff Peters is earning his money today, I tell you.
Producer's doing the maths. Okay, birthday three back to me.
Okay, it's the owner and trainer of Karen and Mork and Atizis. It's Donald Swan.
Oh, Donald Swan.
Wow. He and his training partner, Donald Flanders, they like the heavy going. Their horses run better in mud, glorious.
Hey, yeah, that's very nice. Good.
Don't get too close to him, he'll break your arm.
The king owns them all.
Yeah, he does. He, the king, he can eat Donald Swan.
5 years.
If he wants to eat Donald Swan, he can.
Yes, that's true. Well, he can't. No, he can't. 60,
he can't.
66, clickety-click, 66.
What's his name? Donald Swan.
Donald Swan.
And what is he? An owner?
He's owner and trainer.
Yeah.
68.
85.
Oh, I should have gone higher.
85.
Producer's doing the maths. Where are we at?
Yeah.
No, he's still trying to work it out. Look. What a sad indictment.
Come on.
Private Rufus. School.
I know,
education.
Look at this. He looks private school. Yeah, look at him. He'll know panda. He'll know a couple of pandas.
Jeff P, is your job safe?
Oh, look at him. He can't even do the maths.
Come on. How long did that take?
Get off.
What's the score?
And if nobody. We can't hear you, Rufus. I don't know where you're talking. It's unbelievable.
Do I press it?
Oh, my God.
Do I press it?
What a.
Is that a technical request?
Is there any fear of telling us what the scores are?
I'll tell you what. Jeff Peters is sitting at home laughing his head off. He's thinking, my job's safe for another year.
The only bit of the show he has been laughing at.
Come on. Oh, for goodness sake,
Ruth. No one knows the score. This is a disaster.
What was his age?
Rubbish.
85.
85. And I, what did I say?
I said 66.
You didn't say that.
I said 66.
You didn't say 66.
Yes, I did. I said 66. You said 68.
All right. 24-32.
God, blimey, blood out of a stone. Okay, birthday number four. I hope you're doing better than us at home.
And they say this bit's a bit too slow.
Yeah, it's true. Keep going.
Hideyuki Mori.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The trainer of Legacy World and Agnes World. Obviously, the world, the PC world.
Yeah.
Hideyuki Mori. I asked him to do a survey of all the other trainers. I must say, I was surprised at the results of the Mori poll.
Oh, yes.
Oh, there it is. Nice. Lovely. Yes, very nice. PC World. You have to be careful what you say in there.
Yes.
You can't say anything these days.
Can't say anything in PC World.
What do you fancy on that one, Charlie? Mr. Mori.
What's his name? And what is he a trainer? A
trainer. They're all trainers, let's be honest.
Yep. And he's...
Hideyuki Mori.
Hideyuki Mori. He's 58.
54.
65.
Oh, okay. Four back. So here we go. Come on, Rufus.
I'm going to just...
There was it. Eaton? What is it?
That's it.
You get in because your dad put some money in, did he? Didn't pass the 11 plus.
Too busy wandering around at a top hat to do maths.
Playing the wall game.
Yeah.
49 for Charlie.
49 Charlie.
50. Oh, here we are.
50. Is that 55 for me?
Okay.
I bet Jeff's doing the scoring at home. He'd be able to
Jeff,
ring
if you're
in.
35 for me.
35?
Is it right? Okay.
35. Okay.
35 plays 49.
Well,
I'm not sure
right.
this is
isn't right.
Anyway, last one.
Last
this
one.
Is going well,
I'm
I think.
Closer than that.
It's tremendous, isn't it? Where is he?
Jeff Peters.
Oh, I can't find his name. Oh, yes, he's the joint owner
of Medicine Man.
Oh, yeah.
Stuart Dobb.
Stuart Dobb.
And there's a very interesting situation regarding Stuart that I knew about, but I felt I should honour his right to remain silent.
Oh,
The press asked me all about it, but I didn't think it was fair to Dobb.
No, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Good stuff. He's in the Cubs, isn't he?
I'd say...
two brothers. Dobb, Dobb, Dobb.
Great, those
I'd say Stuart Dobb is... Dobb. Is that his name?
Stuart Dobb.
Stuart Dobb. Yeah, why did you laugh when I said it?
I don't know. It's just a funny name, isn't it? Really?
Stuart Dobb.
Stuart Dobb. A bit hysterical now.
60. 6-0 blind 60.
So what do I need to get? 10, do I? No, 14.
It tickles your 14, yeah.
Stuart Dobb.
You can go...
75. Well,
75.
Stuart Dobb is 75.
Oh! Baker! Eat it!
He's a winner.
Eat it!
That was fantastic.
Well, I think
50-49.
50-49.
Yes.
What a game.
Bang!
Yeah. That's it. I think we'd wear that ourselves.
It was like a photo Brilliant. Finish. It was tremendous.
If those maths are right, then I will eat my hat.
Almost certainly we'll have loads
up
and
on
loads
the
of text.
I did. Right at the end there. Unbelievable. Fantastic. Well,
thank you, Charlie.
Oh, I loved it, Paul. It was a great game, actually.
Yeah.
Hard, you know, hard fought for grown-ups.
Yeah,
loved it.
It was. It was utter chaos. Could barely hear any of it.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Anyway, you are listening to Talk Sport. And you went out and about.
Talk pot.
You went out and about, Charlie.
I did go out and about.
You had an idea. You said, I've got an idea for
I've
today.
Been out and about all week. I had an idea. I thought it'd be good fun to try and get all the punters to sing Danny Boy, the London Derriere, as they call it.
Yeah. Beautiful.
What a beautiful song.
Yeah.
And I thought, do you remember when Barry McGuigan's dad used to sing?
Oh, brilliant. Before the fights.
Before the fights. That was beautiful, wasn't it? That's the image I had in my head.
Yeah.
The beauty of Barry McGuigan's dad.
Yes.
Right.
The tear-jerking
beauty
of it. And I thought, I wonder if the punters at Cheltenham on St. Patrick's Day could do the same thing. I don't know.
So you asked them all to sing a line from the song.
Yeah, but
not much drink had been taken when you did this, might have been better to do this.
Might be quite this good. Yeah, you could have done it tonight.
Well,
now.
It's a bit sort of We Are the World. It could feel a bit, you know, like different voices popping up.
Let's be honest, could be dreadful.
let's be honest, it probably is. So
giving it a big build up here.
So let's hear it then. Here we go.
Danny Boy, the pipes are calling.
From Plenty Glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the roses falling.
Welcome you back, there's Thomas in the meadow.
It's you must go and I must bide, okay?
Oh, when the valley is hushed and white with snow.
But come ye back when summer's in the meadow, or when the valley's hushed and white with snow. It's I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny boy. Oh, Danny boy, I love you so.
Absolutely dreadful.
Can I just say, that is officially the worst thing ever to go out on Talk Sport.
I don't know.
Can't be.
Did you not hear Glory Hunt? I don't know who edited it, but they didn't even get the lyrics in the right order. So all afternoon I've been saying, who's editing it?
I
hope they get the edit right. It's very important you get the edit right. They didn't get the edit right.
Oh,
so
dear.
There we are.
Well, I mean, I think it only would have improved it so much, Charlie, let's be honest.
It would have been better. You've got a beautiful voice. It would have actually been better if you'd sung it on your own.
No, I couldn't do
that. The bloke at the end was a bit Daniel O'Donnell. He was really got into
it, yeah. They got the lyrics wrong in the edit. They've got the lyrics in the wrong order. Them the lyrics.
Okay.
There we are. I'm throwing them under the bus.
So you're going to be sending a memo, are you?
Well, I'm not sending a memo. This is an angry email. It's the on-air memo now.
Okay.
I hope they're listening.
It's been a bad day for the Irish on the course. It's been a bad day off course now.
That's put the tin hat on, isn't it?
It was a good idea, badly executed by the editing team.
Okay, we get the idea. It's not your fault.
So the thing is, all the chat around it was great. So in the daily podcast, we'll put all that in, but not that actual.
Yeah, you don't put the actual bit in.
Where this is all going in.
All of it.
All of this.
I can't, the thought of it was a great idea.
Not just well, the build up, the execution.
Me and Ruben went out. You know, champion tips to Ruben.
Yeah.
Me and him, we went out and I said, they're going to edit this badly. And what did they do?
They did. Tomorrow.
Yeah. Before we even started.
No, as it's worked.
What's the point, Andy?
No.
What's the point?
I agree. As it's worked so well, Charlie.
Yes.
Tomorrow's Gold Cup day.
So oh, yeah, lovely. Gold.
Spandau Ballet.
Ballet tomorrow, lovely.
Same thing.
A little bit of news coming in. Paisley Park is to be retired.
Oh, right.
Lovely.
Owned by
yeah.
The great Andrew Gammel, the horse is going to be retired.
Yeah, he's got a house. Dunn Racing, it's called.
Is that where they all go?
The sea, yeah.
It's lovely.
Oh, that's nice. Hope he's got a good pension.
He has.
What's he going to do?
I have no idea.
But yeah,
play some golf. Play
well, he's been
golf.
A great hero, hasn't he?
Andrew's story and indeed the horse giving people a lot of pleasure.
Yeah,
so
it's
happy
tremendous.
Retirement for
good for him. The right
golf.
Thing to do, definitely. Yeah.
So,
excellent.
Charlie.
Yes.
Tomorrow,
yes.
We bring the listeners the Gold Cup.
Gold Cup, yes.
The big feature race.
Always exciting, isn't it? The Gold Cup.
Yes, indeed.
I will admit, a lot of the races mould into, when you've been here a lot.
Yes.
A lot of the races sort of mould into one, don't they? They sort of go, okay, yeah, which one?
The whole thing moulds into one, really.
The Gold Cup sticks out, doesn't it?
Yes,
it does. Oh, yes, sticks out.
You know, I just went up to the press box.
Yes.
And you go in there, a lot of old hacks in there. You know, and there's Rupert and Lizzie sitting in the corner, genuinely enthused. Genuinely, yes. Absolutely loving.
I know they love it.
Loving the racing. Yeah. It was a joy to see. It really was.
I know. Yeah. The old hacks are cynical, aren't they? That's the thing you get.
Yeah, it's very quiet in there.
Is it?
Oh, you go into the press box.
They're not allowed to be fans with laptops. You know, they're not. You know, they've got to be like cool. You know, it was the same at River versus Bocca. There was no talk, noise except for me when Bocca scored.
Yeah,
I was the only one. You know, these
really?
Happen.
Very nice. I would have thought the journalists at a game like that would be quite partisan.
Yeah.
There was one that was a bit partisan, but no, the rest of them were quite neutral.
Oh, okay.
Even the bloke from Radio Bocca.
Oh.
Do you do
I filmed
clips
him
of the
picking
week?
His nose. I don't know why. No, we really? Did a birthday spread. It was marvellous.
Right. Yeah. Oh, you're lovely. You don't do clips of the week tomorrow. Are you doing...
Oh, we are doing clips of the week tomorrow.
Oh,
yeah.
Good, yeah. Yes, and are you doing any other business? Normally you have... All the stuff you didn't do in the week, Andy.
Well,
yes,
there might be. I've honestly
on a Friday.
Done quite a lot of material, so there'll only be the dregs left. But I'll give it a go.
Charlie, what I meant to ask you this, when you left earlier, there's been some issues with the car parks. They've got very waterlogged. The water table's very high here, which is why we had the cross-country called off yesterday.
Mm. Yeah.
And the car parks had real issues.
Yeah.
People couldn't move for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And then...
it's good fun, isn't it?
They've closed quite a lot of them down because they've just turned into mud baths. But you were okay getting
away. I'm absolutely fine coming in and out because, as you know, I'm in a Volvo, which goes anywhere, Paul, as
right.
you know. But what I did like is they've stopped people parking who haven't pre-booked. And I think that's shoddy organisation by them.
Our taxi driver didn't appear to know where to go. I don't think he's ever dropped anybody off in Cheltenham, which is a bit
maybe
odd.
It was his first job.
I think it may have been. And he dropped us off at the wrong place. And some bloke in a yellow jacket came running over to take his photograph.
Oh.
I don't know what you can do. I mean, I don't think it's against the law to drop somebody off.
Oh, right. Well, take his photograph to say he couldn't park there. Not because he was famous.
No.
He didn't have like...
That's just for us too.
Yeah, you two. Papped. You were papped.
Yes.
Papped by now, the steward.
We're all on tenterhooks.
In what race is that?
Oh, yes. Quick, tell me.
I'll have a bet on him.
6-1, tenterhooks.
I'm on tenterhooks. No, because Alan Brazil seemed to be hinting
that
he could be a non-runner tomorrow.
Alan.
They think he was sort of playing... He was playing a bit devilish.
You think?
And he's fully expected he will be.
I think
there.
He's trying to get the odds up because you can wager on it, can't you? Whether Alan turns up.
You can't.
You
bet
can.
On
yeah, there is really? One company.
That's,
there,
I mean,
yeah.
that's
Alan,
very
a flutter on whether he turns. What could possibly go wrong? Doesn't
that
sound
count
like a
as
good
insider
idea,
trading?
I think probably it does. Yeah. Absolutely does. But I'm sure he'll be fit and ready
for.
I've been on outside of trading this week.
Outside of trading,
yes.
Oh, boy, winner, really terrible.
Have you seen, by the way, that Ascot have got a creative director, fashion-wise?
Nice.
Oh, really?
Daniel Fletcher, his name is.
Danny.
He's
Danny
a,
boy, play it again.
He is a graduate of the. I thought it was really good. Do you want to play again?
I never want to hear that again.
So you can get the lyrics even worse.
Yeah. If you missed it, it's in the podcast. It's really good. You'll love it. It's really good.
But anyway, tell us about this.
He's a graduate of the Central St. Martin's School.
Very nice.
But he's got some interesting outfits for Ascot.
Really?
For the women, oyster pink silk Sarah Green dresses.
Oh, very nice.
With blue and grey spotted neckties from Oliver Brown.
Oh, yeah.
And Richard James, women in ties.
Sarah Green, Oliver Brown, you've got to have a system.
Yeah, you have. That's it. And they've got...
the top hat.
Men wearing... corsets.
Ooh, corsets.
Corsets
nice.
For men.
I can't see Martin Ellis-Jones supplying corsets.
I wouldn't think so, no. But
corsets for men.
He's got some quite outlandish, interesting ideas for the new dress code.
I could do with a corset now and again. It's nice, isn't it? When you get,
you could try
and put the old slim fit on, you know.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
There we are. That's this afternoon's show. Just finishing in time.
Thrown under the bus.
Yes, you have been. Yes. Yeah. I thought it was Charlie. I thought it was really good. Honestly, really good.
I'm looking forward to gold tomorrow. It's very
helpful. We'll have a go at it.
The whole format works so well.
The format works. Build it and they will come. They said, build it and they will edit it to sound like absolute. Worst thing you've heard in your life.
So, yeah, we will do Gold by Spandau Ballet tomorrow. And butcher that too. Okay, thanks for listening. We'll catch up with you tomorrow.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.